As of yesterday, New Zealand had 3 positive cases in the community and 6 historical cases. Auckland moves from level 2.5 down to alert level 2, while the remainder of the country moves down to level 1. Dr. Api Talemaitonga is with the Pacific Medical Association, the Ministry of Health's Pacific Response Task Force, and the COVID-19 Surveillance and Testing Strategy Group. Dr. Talemaitonga joins us this morning for an update on core messages for COVID-19 and what the alert levels mean for all of us. Bulavinaka, Dr. Talemaitonga, thank you so much for joining us.
Nisan Bulavinaka ete, and greetings to all your listeners as well.
Now, Auckland now at level 2, while the rest of New Zealand continues at level 1. What does level 2 mean for Auckland, please, Api?
Yeah, there is a bit more freedom or loosening of restrictions is probably the important thing. The most important one, and I think one that impacts our families and communities most, is the social gathering limits, which was down to 10, is now been increased to 100. So I think about, family gatherings, birthday parties, maybe even prayer meetings or church gatherings, that can be increased now to 100.
People still need to keep stay at home, though.
That's right. All the other messages, and I think this is a really important part of the alert levels, all the other things we have been saying needs to stay in place. Because I think we look back now, and I think we got a bit too relaxed after the first lockdown. So the messages, if you are unwell, please stay at home. You can miss that birthday party. I'm sure the minister will understand if you don't come to the prayer meeting. Better to stay at home, keep yourself and your loved ones safe, rather than coming to a gathering where it's more likely to spread the illness or the virus that you might have. It's still mandatory, or it's still compulsory in Auckland, to wear masks on public transport. And if you're going out in public to get groceries, to go to the supermarket, maybe the shopping mall, it's still really good to wear a mask. And if I may, Eti, I wonder if we as a community can really get behind this. I think we as New Zealanders are not used to wearing masks, but I would like to appeal to our Pacifica communities. We led the way in terms of testing for the country, and I have to say, did the heavy lifting. So is that when we could identify the cases faster and we were able to contain it better, I wonder if we can do the same thing for wearing masks. I noticed that already today in Auckland, less people are wearing masks in public compared to the last 2 weeks. Maybe we could, lead the way, set a trend by wearing masks with specific designs as a way of protecting ourselves and our community, and telling the rest of New Zealand we are serious about stamping out this virus.
And I guess we're at this point. We've gone down from 2.5 to 2 because the majority of us followed the rules as set down under 2.5, Dr. Talemaitonga.
I completely agree. But as we discovered after the first lockdown, I believe when we relaxed a bit too much. So even though the gatherings are now increased to 100, I would really like us to keep wearing masks where you cannot guarantee social distancing. If I can just make a point, the virus spreads by droplets of saliva that come from our mouth. So when we're talking like this, you can spread it out. One of the things I like to mention is in our churches, we like to sing in the vibrant voices of Pacifica communities. But when we're singing, that's one of the ways that the virus can spread. So if you're unwell, stay at home. If you're going to church, think about wearing a mask, because you're going to be able to contain those droplets of saliva from spreading to others, especially when talking and singing.
Yes, and I think we must also remember that one of the subclusters from the current outbreak in Auckland was from one person who had attended some of the traditional pre-funeral seeingers that we do, and it was just that one person, and from that one person attending one of those pre-funeral gatherings, a few others caught it.
That's absolutely right, and it's why those social gatherings, although they have increased the numbers that can attend, which is great for us, because as you allude to, we like to congregate, to support each other. You know, there's a lot of currency in our community connections, and Pacific people are well known for that. But let's continue to do things that will protect us. You know, all the other general messages, Ete, of good hygiene, washing our hands regularly, wiping down the surfaces that we come into contact with constantly, coughing into our elbows, all those things have to remain in place. Basically, now, this is the new normal for us as we live with this virus.
And for the rest of New Zealand, what does Alert Level 1 mean?
Yeah, so that's even more relaxed with social gatherings. There is less of a limit there, and even though there is no mandatory masks on public transport, I would still like us to think about wearing it to protect yourself and your family. We need to get used to this, because I think this virus will come and go depending on how much we identify through our testing. And as you know, the message for Aucklanders that might be traveling to visit family in Wellington or other parts of the country is that they maintain the rules from level 2. So certainly Aucklanders, you know, nice of you to go and visit family, but just remember, we are more from a high-risk area than the rest of New Zealand, where we've had a lot more cases in this outbreak. Keep that mask on, employ social distancing, and make sure you wash your hands constantly.
It is a tricky virus, as the more we find out, the trickier we find this virus to be, especially with the case of one person who had tested negative during quarantine and then evidently became positive after leaving.
That's true. And I would like to point out that we've only been working with this virus for 9 months. You know, it hasn't been around for a long time. So your point is well made. We're still learning. And so all the preventative measures that I've been mentioning and talking about are still really important, because we are learning from this virus. We know that even though people may have been exposed, weeks later, they might still have remnants of the virus. And although they may not be infectious at the time or could spread it on, it's still in their system, and we need to understand more about that. The other thing, Etty, I just want to add is that we are now hearing from a lot of people about the effects of the virus. So it's not a sniffle that you can very quickly get better from. The lethargy, the fatigue, the lack of concentration and energy can last for quite a few weeks afterwards. And these are from previously fit and well people.
Not just weeks, but months in some cases. And also the other thing to remember is that we still haven't connected the August outbreak in Auckland to anyone coming into the country. So it started at a cool store, so it could happen anywhere in the country, and that's probably something we need to be mindful of.
That's a really good point. You know, we don't have the full story. So we're working, it's almost like half blind, not really understanding it fully, because it's a new thing. And it's why the preventative measures that we can do, you know, the good hygiene, the hand washing, the wearing of masks, the social distancing, and the contact tracing. You know, I think our churches in particular have been really good having a register at the front, at the entrance of the church, where you can say where you've been, who you've been with, and if should there be an outbreak, it's very easy for people to do the contact tracing and identify everybody that needs tested.
And finally, Dr. Talamai Tonga, the importance, as you speak, of testing, the importance of getting tested.
Oh, absolutely. So, again, I want to just thank our community, the Pacific community. You know, I feel really proud to be part of this community that showed the rest of the country how they can get, we can get mobilized and get tested, leading the country in terms of numbers. The messages are the same. If you have a symptom, and maybe I just quickly say, you know, a sniffle, fever, a sore throat, a cough, any symptoms, go and get a test. Ring your GP or a testing center near you. Go and get a test. Then stay at home and wait for the results to come back. It can take 2 or 3 days. At the moment, we know every New Zealander returning from overseas needs to go into managed isolation, and they get tested there. If you have a close contact, like at church or at work, and someone's tested positive, go and get a test. All those working at the airport, in the facilities, health workers, immigration, customs, baggage handlers, those that clean our planes for us, they all have to have a test. And all our frontline health workers that are doing the testing need to be tested regularly. You know, getting a test is really important for two ways. One is it gives us the confidence that we've got this, when we have all the negatives, but also that if we should get a positive test, then it really helps the public health workers to identify and easily contain and track this infection.
Dr. Api Talamai Tonga, thank you so much for your time and for the work you continue to do for our Pasifika community.